This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. We've been talking about the takeover of Poplar Bluff by city government. Because they are allowing smart meters to be deployed. And so the World Health Organization classified the radiation from cell phones, the same as smart meters in many cases, as a class 2B carcinogen, which is the same as DDT. And, of course, we've asked the question, would you spray your house 24/7 with DDT? Next question is, are we aware that low-level microwave radiation, the kind that we're talking about from the smart meters, causes hypertension, which is high blood pressure, decreased fertility? How many people have you heard of that are going to fertility clinics because they can't conceive? How about fatigue? Anybody tired out there? How about impotence? How about lack of concentration, chest pain, memory loss? How about that? And Gwyneth said something really interesting. She thinks that there's a possibility that the people who want these smart meters, that would be like the Washington, D.C. types and the manufacturers of them and people who profit from the deployment of these smart meters, because they are not free. And in the case of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, they're going to cost $1.8 million. That's their number. So typically, their number is always wrong. Okay, usually it's more. But anyway, if you go to watch Blue Bloods on CBS or CBS series with Tom Selleck, it's a multi-generational family of law enforcer types. Well, they even show how the law enforcer types, even the main characters, use blackmail. The cops blackmail people in families to testify against other members of their own families. And that's what Gwyneth was saying.
Yep, and she this also is actually happening in my family at the moment.
Okay, so the cops,
actually
the cops are
blackmailing a family member to try and get him to turn against me. Because he did something in the past that he really wishes that he hadn't done. He was drunk at the time. And basically the whole family knows about the situation, okay? Obviously to protect the victim, I'm not going to go into the details of what happened. But anyone who's within my F1 circle, with the possible exception of my sister, they all know what happened. Okay, and they're all deeply ashamed, including this relative. He's also deeply ashamed of his behavior, you know. And I believe that at the time his behavior was reported to the police, but that nothing was done. And that basically, you know, this is what they typically do in these sorts of situations. They hold them as blackmail levers to get these people to do what they want them to do in the future. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, I know that all of our broadcasts are monitored. I want to say to everybody in the WA Police, in the Queensland Police, and in the Victoria Police, that we know what you're doing. okay, that what you're doing is wrong, that if you don't turn around and start doing the right thing, the sort of things that God would have you to do, and start behaving like a police department instead of an extortion cartel, that that God is going to turn circumstances around, okay, to where it's, I would not like to be in your shoes in eternity. You are going to face the eternal judgment seat, okay, of God. And I would not like to be in your shoes on that day. Every day when you wake up and I wake up, it's by the grace of God. Every breath that we take, you can laugh at God if you want, but you will not be laughing on that inevitable day that comes, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's in 30 or 50 years' time. Every one of us is going to have a final day on this earth, okay? Every one of us. There's nobody alive on this earth who's older than about 120. Even 120 years is the blink of an eye. My gosh, I'm 42. I never thought that these 42 years would go so quickly. I never ever thought that. You know something? We all, sooner or later, have to reap what we have sown. And if you have sown violence, how can you expect to reap peace from violence? Now, I'll tell you how law, I hate even to use that word law enforcement, okay? Policing. I'll tell you how policing ought to behave. Okay, there are videos out there on YouTube and on the internet of police officers demonstrating great bravery and courage in taking out shooters. Okay, these are these people who grab a firearm and just randomly walk down the road popping it off at, it happens from time to time. And usually it comes out that the person either holds particular religious beliefs or they have, as the terminology goes, they have a screw loose. Okay? And often you find that they actually got the firearm from government sources, sometimes from the military, sometimes actually from things like police auctions, which is kind of crazy, but not really if you think about it. The police are there to be a restraint to wickedness. They are not there to be an extortionate cartel. Okay? If they stop behaving as a restraint to wickedness and start cooperating with wickedness and start behaving as an extortionate cartel, okay, then what is going to happen is they lose the respect of the ordinary people. And one by one, the members of the population wake up. They stop trusting them. They stop cooperating with them. And, you know, what are they going to do if any situation really develops where the police require the cooperation of the public? Like, for instance, if there's an escaped criminal, what are the ordinary people going to do? If they find that criminal, you know, if they are of the special snowflake variety of human, they're likely to curl up in a ball. If they are not of the special snowflake variety of human, things are likely to go for that criminal a lot worse than if the police had gotten a hold of them. Okay? That's just how it is. Because if any, like for instance, we take the case of an escaped criminal, okay? If he runs through any farm around here, the farmers are aware that there's an escaped criminal on the loose, they're just likely to get their firearm and take pot shots at him. Okay? If he came around here, I would not call the police. If an escaped criminal came here, I probably would not call the police. I've said before, I don't have firearms, but I have other projectile firing devices. And I have other means of defending myself, and I would employ them. And it would go very, very badly for that criminal. Very badly indeed. Okay? And I have every right to defend my life, defend my property. I'm a single woman. I live way out in the country. What am I going to do? Am I going to call a bunch of extortionate, you know, so-and-sos who are basically criminals themselves to come and defend me, or am I going to defend myself? You know, but other farmers around here do have firearms. If there's an escaped criminal on the loose, he's not going to get through that farm if the farmer spots him. Because, you know, the farmers around here are basically permitted to shoot trespassers on site. And they have been authorized to do that by the blue team. Because the issue of livestock rustling is periodically severe. Okay? And what are you going to do if you live 30 k's out of town and you can see somebody loading up a truck with your cattle or your sheep? You know, you're not going to call the police. You know, and the police have been told of how it stands with the farmers here. That's just how it is. But if they behaved as they ought to, with defending regular people who are not criminals, then they would get, they would be loved. They really would be. And in a collapsed situation, I would be much more willing to cooperate with them if I knew that I could trust them. As it stands, I can't trust them. Not when the sergeant's, you know, threatening to come round to my house in the middle of the night. What's he going to do? Drink coffee and play chess? That's the music again.
That's the music again. Gwyneth's with us. She's live in Australia. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you know, I was thinking about a little bit about microwaves during the break. ADHD, attention deficit disorder. Well, did we talk about that before there were microwaves in the air? I think there is a link between attention deficit and microwave radiation.
Well, you know,
we're talking about what
they were doing. They were doing research into that back in the 60s. I think under the 50-year rule, it's been declassified now what they were doing. Basically putting electrical circuits onto the brain, initially of rats and mice, and then they moved up to cattle. And they were able to control the behavior of the beast, of the animal, whether it was a rat or a mouse or a cow, and make it either docile or, you know, extremely vicious just by changing the frequencies that they were putting into the animal's brain.
Now, when you talk about putting
50 years ago, they were doing this research. And do you think they might have advanced since then?
Of course. And when you talk about putting these frequencies in, we're not talking about drilling a hole and pouring something in. We're talking about from a distance. We're talking about exposing these animals at a distance to electromagnetic radiation, specifically microwaves. I know a man, and I've said this before, I know a man who was in Vietnam, a friend of mine, the Vietnam conflict, and he was a single guy and young guy, and he was a radio operator. And before going into town on leave, he would sit on the feed horn of a microwave antenna to scramble his sperm so that that was you know, his way of preventing. Well, he knew that back in, you know, in the 60s. And so here's the thing. Cell phones, gentlemen, boys, cell phone near your groin has the effect of reducing your sperm count by 30%. Okay. Say it a different way. Cell phones near your groin have the effect of reducing sperm count by 30%. So what are the main reasons for anyone to want to have smart meters? Well, obviously, there are people who make them, and they profit from it. There are people who install them, they'll profit from it. And then, of course, you have the people who benefit financially by bribes and so forth, which we talked about. But there's another reason. See, the federal government, the Department of Energy, is spending about $7.9 billion, that's with a B, in grants. What do they call these? SGIG. The government has a pent for using acronyms for their projects. SGIG, Smart Grid Investment Grants, $7.9 billion. As of yet, they haven't spent it all, but they're in the $5 billion neighborhood in terms of monies that they've stolen from us and have spent on smart grid, what they call investments. And then here's another reason. They collect information about their customers' habits, time of use, instantaneous time of use information that they're collecting, when we use and how much we use. But here is one other, and this may be the main reason, that utilities are interested in it. They haven't told us this yet. When we buy electricity right now, we pay for it, and typically most of us pay the same rate, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, or night. However, smart meters will allow something completely new that we haven't thought about, we as customers, and that is time of usage rates. So, for example,
they already have that in Australia, and they've had it for many, many years. You've got peak rate electricity pricing, and then you've got off-peak rate electricity pricing. If you have appliances, okay, that use a great deal of electricity that only need to be turned on once a day, like, for instance, hot water heaters, you can send, they're actually called night storage heaters in this country, where you can set the hot water heater, for instance, dishwasher, yada yada, you know, to actually run in the middle of the night.
Well, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about instantaneous rate changes. So it can change minute to minute.
So if you're using a lot, you get charged more.
Way more. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, there's a toll road in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it stretches toward Washington, D.C. It's called the 495 Express Lanes. And what happens is there's a sign that has a real-time monitor, and it tells you how much it's going to cost if you want to take this this route. And I saw $31 when I was driving past it within the last couple of years. Well, it's supposed to be between 20 cents a mile, and at peak times when there are lots of drivers or travelers, it can go to $1 a mile. Now, there's a post on the Internet that says that it was seen at $64.35 to drive this express lane. Who would ever have thought that you could charge people by the amount of usage? So the more a resource is being used, we'll charge more at that time. Well, that's what we're talking about at the smart meter implementation. That's one of the things that's planned for it, which is time of use pricing. So let's say it's a really hot summer day and you just can't stand it and you're a senior citizen and without air conditioning, you're going to die. So you just turn it on and you find out your bill is five times more than you expected.
Yep. And then you're in debt and you end up losing your house.
Yeah.
You know, as an 80-year-old woman or whatever. It is disgusting, you know. But you know something? I saw this happening. I work as a psychic. I see things many years before they actually happen on this earth, okay? And I saw that this was going to happen, and I began doing research, and I found out that it was being planned already, and at that time I decided that I was going to live out in the country, and I was going to live off the grid. And many of the inverters that operate off-grid systems, you know, you've got to be careful with the inverter that you install because many of the inverters also have smart meters as well. They actually have SIM cards in them which transmit a microwave signal. Now, I'm very fortunate here because I have a solid-state inverter, okay? It was manufactured around about 1985, and it's got no microchips in it at all. And the whole thing is built solid state, and it was built by Siemens. That's, you know, they used to make mobile phones as well. But it's a Siemens SunSign inverter, and it's 4 kilowatts. Which is a pretty powerful inverter. But if you are going to buy a new off-the-shelf solar power system to try and get off the grid and away from the smart meters, if you're not careful with your inverter, you might be disappointed because many of the inverters these days also have smart meters in them. So just something to point out there to people who are wanting to get off the grid and wanting to, get away from the smart meters via that route, that it seems to be like they're a python, like they're strangling you. They don't want you to be independent at all. You know, why you would even need a smart meter on an off-grid inverter is quite beyond me. You know, why would you even need that? That I have seen them with my own eyes, and I wouldn't have believed it unless I'd seen it with friends' inverters. You know, because once you go off the grid and friends of yours start going off the grid, you start comparing your equipment and your kit.
Sure.
You know how it is, Vincent. That's just what happens. And I've seen them.
I have some friends who are students and friends who are instructors, and we have compared notes exactly as you're talking about. And it's really interesting that the instructors and students whom I've chatted with off the air all have this one allergy, and that allergy is we are all allergic to making mistakes. So we do lots of research to prepare so that we don't make mistakes or we minimize our mistakes. But we do our best, and we find that we come to the same conclusions in our designs and in our implementations. Even in our farm equipment, we come to the same conclusions independently, and then we compare notes, and sometimes we compare before we buy. And that's something that we may end up offering on this broadcast. We may offer solutions that are way, way, way more cost effective than anything that is out there in terms of living off the grid. So that may come in the future. We're prepared for it. We're doing some testing as we speak as to what we like and what we think is the best choice. But this billing at time of use through the smart meters is really insidious. It's really a problem, and that does not include the next generation, which will be connecting everything that we have. If you don't have the internet, no problem. We'll just relay that information over the smart meter grid as to what your appliances are saying about you, what the TV
and of
camera,
your washing machine spying on you too.
Well, I mean, even
that's proven fact.
Yes, and also the televisions with microphones in them, and allegedly
yep.
It's to report to the advertisers that
you. this was put out in 1948. There was written a book called 1984. It was written by a fellow by the name of Eric Blair, and he wrote under the nom de plume of George Orwell. You know. That's mm-hmm. something else that the WA police and the Queensland police have been, and probably the Victoria police will try and do, is try and make it strange that people use a nom de plume. Okay, I use a nom de plume. If anyone wants to take the time to research, they can find out my real name on the internet. Okay? But hey, people have been using nom de plumes as writers and broadcasters for hundreds of years. It's nothing weird, it's nothing strange, it's no conspiracy theory. George Orwell put out in his book 1984, which was published in 1948, that the televisions would be watching you. And that was a long time ago. And by the way, they're flat screens, if you read that book closely. And in that day, there was no such thing as flat-screen TVs, but they're called telescreens, okay? They're flat-screen TVs. And how, you know, if you think, how could he have seen back in the day that we would have flat-screen TVs that were watching and listening to us unless it was all planned from the get-go? Yep. That's
you know, you're talking about some nom de plumes. I use my real name on the air, but I chose to do that. That is probably a mistake. But there are a lot of people who have nom de plumes. For example, Woody Allen, actor, okay? His real name is Alan Konigsberg.
I think his career went better by being called Woody Allen.
Yeah. Let's see. There are a bunch of others.
Pink.
Okay.
You can't tell me that her mother really, truly wrote on her birth certificate that her name would be called Pink. Well, what about Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
What, did her mother just write Madonna on the birth certificate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing strange, but broadcasters, entertainers, and writers and publishers would use nom de plumes. It's just normal in the entertainment industry and in radio and in TV. You know, half
Karen,
the performers out there will not use their real name in their performance.
Yeah, Karen Johnson. We don't know her by that name. We know her by Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And there's an actress, Bea Arthur. Her name is Bernice Frankel. Rock Hudson. Leroy Harold Shearer, Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it, you know? And actually, you know, when it started out many years ago, I started out contributing to forums on magical topics because actually I think I started using the name Gwyneth Isaacs before even my husband died. And I used to research various topics, mostly things that Archie was reading about in the Nexus magazine or in the New Dawn, and I still read Nexus and New Dawn. I think that's where I first came across Richard Alan Miller, by the way. I think he publishes in one of those magazines. I think in Nexus.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And,
he publishes in Nexus.
You know, what was that, sorry?
He does. He publishes in Nexus.
Yes, that's right. I think I remember. But I was, and I began going on internet forums and doing research. There was no Facebook in those days, okay? But I would contribute to forums, and that's when I first started using the name Gwyneth. So you can go back over 15 years and type in Gwyneth on a search engine and get archived forum threads. I'm sure they're out there where I am writing and contributing to mostly magical type topics. Okay.
Hold that thought.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffer from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, during this broadcast today, we've been talking about microwave radiation, the dangers, and we've been talking about what would motivate people to support this. And what happens is, it's clear to me that just a few people are running roughshod over the rest of us and putting our health at risk needlessly. And that's because they're getting federal monies. They want to collect information about us. They want to find out our habits. They want to bill us at the time of use rates, which will increase our electric bills. And I was told that our electric bill would not go up because of the installation of a smart meter. Well, that's absolutely not true. Within 2 years of installing the smart meters, we have had our electric. They now decided that they're going to charge us, instead of $19.80 for the privilege of having their meter on our property, that they would increase it for everybody to $24. So $4.20 increase. That's about 20% increase. So that's for having the smart meter.
You know something? I'm going to mention here, I've got a friend who lives in Geraldton in Western Australia. And he's into common law. He's a retired cop, but actually he quit because he could see all the corruption and garbage that was beginning to go on, and that he couldn't do anything more from the inside. But he was actually a detective. Okay, he's called the Aussie Bulldog and he's told this story in a podcast of his, so I'm going to retell it. His name is Wayne Glew. That's W-A-Y-N-E-G-L-E-W. And if you search for him on YouTube, you'll find him. He's got a lot of useful information. But you know what? He had the council put a water meter on his place. Okay, and what happened, he decided he was going off the grid and he was not having the fluoridated poison supply anymore delivered to his house. And so he sent several letters to the council telling them to come and remove the water meter from his property. And his final letter went something like this. On such and such a day, I intend to remove the water meter yourself. Come and pick it up from outside my front boundary. Okay, on such and such a day. And what he did was he hooked a chain around the water meter and attached the other end of the chain to his four-wheel drive, one-ton farm vehicle, and he put it into four-wheel drive, and he pressed the accelerator. And he pulled the water meter out, and, of course, the pipe gushed everywhere. The neighbours noticed. They called the council. They called the police, yada yada. The police showed up. The council showed up. The water meter was on the front curb. The fountain was gushing out of the mains. And they said, what did you do here? We're going to do you for criminal damage of our water meter. And he said, well, I told you three times, come and get your water meter. I don't want it anymore. By the way, I'm not advocating that anybody repeat his actions. I'm just telling a story, okay? A story that he's already told on the internet. But this is an example of what one man did because he was fed up with paying money into the cartel. And the Geraldton cartel, I can tell you from personal experience, is a particularly nasty one. Even before I was fighting with them, my dad was fighting with them. And he was, you know, fighting with them for about 20 years. And it eventually got so bad that he sold his farm and moved to Rotorua in New Zealand. And that was after, you know, several generations. He was the third generation in his family of people who lived in Geraldton. And he had to up sticks and move back in the 1970s because it was getting really bad back then. But like I say, that's an example. They never did end up pressing charges against Wayne Glew. Actually, I think they did, but they weren't successful. If you fight them, okay, they have no common law right to enforce a contract on...
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.